This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Hello and welcome to a rock music focused episode of Singing Mountain. This is not one of my episodes about the interplay between pop music and VGM. This is all VGM, so don't worry. This episode basically began with me listening to the Launch Octopus theme from Mega Man X. That's the track that intro'd this episode and which you are listening to now, by the way. I've always liked it, and one of the reasons I do is because the composer, Setsuo Yamamoto, does such a great job with the guitar work in it. I'm sure you've noticed that too. But the thing is that there aren't any guitars in this track. It's all crude samples that we read as being electric guitars. I think anyone would. Like, if you played this track for your Aunt Miriam and had her guess what musical instrument the composer was getting at here, she'd probably say electric guitar. It's not that far off, really. And besides, the track in which it's being used employs a lot of structures you would hear in a non-VGM piece of rock music. They're used throughout the Mega Man games, and in Mega Man X in particular. I'd also say that if you were like me and came of age in the 8-bit era of video games and listened to years worth of VGM that was trying its best to sound like real live instruments, and achieving that in spite of very limited means, I should say, then it's also possible that we kinda trained ourselves to recognize these samples. Like, in spite of considerable cruddiness, that's a trumpet, and that's a flute, and that's supposed to be a saxophone. I actually did a whole episode last year about saxophones in video games. That's episode 13, in case you are interested. And most of those tracks use nothing close to an actual saxophone. But still, they read as saxophones. I called this episode Hard Rock Minus Guitars because I think it features some really good examples of composers stretching the capabilities of whatever sound format they were working in to achieve a hard rock sound. You can listen to these tracks and hear the thrashing of these phantom guitars that just do not exist in real life. Unless I'm mistaken, and please tell me if I am, these tracks also don't feature any real actual guitars. It's mostly older stuff from back when hearing actual instruments in a video game just wasn't really a thing. And as a result of that, it also features some great examples of clever composers working around technical limitations to achieve really cool, really rocking results. This is not a comprehensive overview of such instances of VGM, or even really a top 20 list by me, but just rather tracks that I've come across while doing research for other episodes, and which prompted me to say, oh, that kind of rocks. Appropriately enough, this episode is going to be rock block style, and I'll say a few words explaining each block before I actually get to the music. But before we even get to that, I'm going to thank a listener for posting a review on iTunes. Someone with the username Bob Tilton gave me 5 stars, thank you Bob, and he said some very nice things about Singing Mountain, including that, quote, Drew always has a good way of playing VGM on his podcast that takes me back. Thank you, that is what I'm trying to do. And also that listening makes him feel like, quote, Wario in Wario Land 4, finding one half of a collectible CD with a VGM track and the other half connected to a pop track, unquote. And that's actually a great illusion that only really makes sense if you played Wario Land 4, and you should. And also, if you knew that I've been doing this whole series about pop music connected with VGM. But thank you, Bob. Because of Twin Peaks, I always think Bobs are scary, but you actually seem very nice. If you want to hear your words read in a future episode, please hop on iTunes and give me a rate and review. I genuinely appreciate anyone who can take the time to do this. Okay, now music, because why else would you be listening? The first block of music hails from action games. We've got Operation Thunderzone from a 1991 Data East title that was called Thunderzone, but was also released as Desert Assault, and which is a run and gun that takes place in the Persian Gulf War, because that's fun and was not too soon at all in 1991. The soundtrack is amazing, and this track is by Hiroaki Yoshida, aka Maro, and Akira Takamoto, aka Reika. Next up, we have another lesser-known title, Battle Mania Daigenju, the sequel to Battle Mania, which was released in the US as Troubleshooter. This is a Mega Drive title with a phenomenal 80s rock sound. It was composed by Junichi Masuda, and it's all pretty good. I may do a Battle Mania episode in the not-too-distant future. This track is titled Burning Heart. And don't confuse Battle Mania with the next game, which is Battletoads in Battle Maniacs. It is the Ragnarok Canyon theme from the Super NES version, composed by David Wise. The next group of tracks all comes from games that have you flying. Flying planes or flying spaceships, but flying something. There's actually a lot of flying games out there with rock-influenced soundtracks, and between you and me, I think it's Top Gun's fault. First up is Mission 2 from Carrier Airwing, a 1990 Capcom arcade game composed by Manami Matsumae. Next up is the Corneria theme from the original Super NES Star Fox, composed by Hajime Hirasawa. Has a nice mix of synth and guitar. And finally, we have the Russia theme from the Neo Geo shooter Aerofighters, composed by Naoki Itamura. The next three all come from fighting games of one sort or another. I'm leading with Hurry Up from the Data East game Fighter's History, which you probably remember as the game that inspired Capcom to sue on grounds that it was ripping off Street Fighter. Data East prevailed in that lawsuit, by the way. Funny story. The track is the theme of Ray, who, if we're drawing parallels between Fighter's History and Street Fighter, would be the Ken of that game. Next is Bluefin Tuna, which is a very unassuming name for a very rocking track from Samurai Showdown 2. It is the theme of Galford, the Caucasian ninja who fights with his dog, like alongside his dog, not against his dog. I think the title is referring to the fact that he's often singled out as having blue eyes. Also, his stage is the docks of San Francisco, circa 1789, so I guess that kind of makes sense. And finally, I'm giving you 4 Metro City from Final Fight 3. This is a Super NES title whose soundtrack I'm into, but which otherwise has been pretty much forgotten by Capcom. We have not heard from the backup Mike Hager got in that game, Dean and Lucia, since the game was released. But nonetheless, enjoy this track by Katsunari Kitajima. We'll be right back. Next up, another action block. You're probably saying that all the games so far have been kind of action games, and I would say, okay, fine, but you try making sensible categories for a playlist that is essentially just a grab bag. See how you do? These are good. I hope you enjoy them anyway. I've got Flugelheim Museum from the Genesis Batman game, composed by Naoki Kodaka. Then I've got Epilogue from Heavy Barrel. That sounds like the most boring game in the world, based on the title, but it is not, in fact, about moving a heavy barrel. This is a synth leading track with still a lot of electric guitar that I'm hearing in there. It is by Azusahara and Hiroaki Yoshida. And then finally, it's Divine Bloodlines from Castlevania Rondo of Blood. It was composed by Akira Tsuji, aka Akira Pito. I looked it up and I found out that the Japanese title for this track is Blood Relations of Heaven and Earth, which I think we can all agree is the superior title. Hey, so RPGs can rock too. I'm kicking this one off with what is probably my favorite track from this whole episode. It is The End of the Raging Waves from Etrian Odyssey 3, The Drowned City. It's composed by Yuzo Koshiro. The song is amazing and probably the newest song on the whole episode. Then it's Dawn of Ease from Ease 4, Mask of the Sun, composed by Naoki Kaneda. And then third, it's Ginza from the Super Famicom title Shin Megami Tensei, composed by Tsukasa Masuko.
Thank you.
I am calling this last block of songs the Sunny Side of Rock. They're cool. They're more upbeat tracks that I think will prove that you can rock while smiling, which is a very boring dad thing to say, but I think it's true. First, it's Gorgeous Musical Castle, parentheses, part two, from the Nintendo 64 title Mystical Ninja starring Goemon. The soundtrack for this game is credited to Shigeru Araki, Yusuke Kato, Saiko Miki, and Yasumasa Kitagawa. Then it's Southern Island from Wave Race 64, composed by Kazumi Totaka. This track is a little ball of 80s sunshine. And then finally, we have Breakpoint Champs from my all-time favorite Frisbee video game, Windjammers, composed by Tomoyoshi Sato and Saichi Hamada. And that's it. I hope maybe you got to rock out in a minor way while listening to this episode. I really love when composers push the limits of what BGM can do and also make it rock. If you have any questions, comments, or criticisms about Singing Mountain, the easiest way to reach me is on Twitter, either at Drew G. Mackey, M-A-C-K-I-E, or at Singmopod, S-I-N-G-M-O-P-O-D. You can also follow Singing Mountain on Facebook. Just search for Singing Mountain and click on the one that is not a bakery. And if you like pixel art, I'm on Instagram at Singing Mountain Pod. Please subscribe, and if you like the show, please give me a rate and review, because those are helpful for all the reasons you hear on every podcast ever. But really, please do it. I'd be very happy if you did. Singing Mountain is a Table Cakes podcast. Table Cakes is a Los Angeles-based podcast network that features some really cool shows, including two others that I host. Check them all out at tablecakes.com. If you want to support Singing Mountain or any of the other shows on the Table Cakes Network, please do so at patreon.com/tablecakes. I have one last track for you, and I suppose that's not a surprise at this point, but this one is good. It's actually one of my favorites that I've ever played on this show. I think it's maybe semi-known among like the biggest BGM dorks, but I am convinced more people need to hear about it. It happens that the episode that I previously used it on, episode 22, Night Fight in Facepunch City, is the least listened to installment of Singing Mountain ever. So if you won't listen to it there, then just give it a try here. The track is Daddy Mulk, M-U-L-K, Mulk, from the arcade game Ninja Warriors, composed by Hisayoshi Ogura. I love this track so much. The first time I found it, it was one of those moments where you hear a song and you listen to the entirety of it, and then as soon as it finishes, you have to listen to it again. Those moments in my life are actually pretty far and few between, so something really has to grab me in order to make that impact on me. It's actually pretty dancey, but dancey in a rock way, and Ogura is trying his damnedest to evoke electric guitars in addition to what I imagine is some keyboard synth in there. It is so much better than you would imagine from a track titled Daddy Mulk, and yes, there is a reason why it has that awful name, but if you want to know, go back and listen to episode 22. Or just continue ignoring that episode. That's up to you. Here's Daddy Mulk, enjoy, and see ya.